In the past, people came to the United States of America from countries such as Mexico, looking for work wherever they could find it. However, nowadays, teenagers like Myra and Araceli are coming to Western Washington to receive an American education. Myra and Araceli are both in the 8th grade at Hamilton Middle School in Seattle. They are two of the few Mexican immigrants who get the unusual privilege of school when they immigrate. When we interviewed Myra and Araceli, our questions focused on the differences between their home country of Mexico and the United States. We also asked about how their lives have changed since they immigrated. A big difference between Mexico and America is the food. Myra explained to us that spices and flavorings are added to meals in Mexico that are not supplied in the United States.
Yes, because in Mexico they use many things to put in the food they don't have in the United States.
Mexican immigrant farm workers have become the sturdy base of the United States agricultural industry. Mexican immigrant farm workers began coming to the United States in 1850 when cattle ranchers in the Southwest were in need of farm help. Originally, the Chinese were the main immigrant workers, but after the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882, Mexican and Japanese immigrants became the United States' main labor force. From 1880 to 1890, the Mexico-U.S. Railroad was being constructed. 60% of all of the workers on the railroad were Mexican. When the Mexican Revolution occurred in 1910, jobs became scarce in Mexico, which brought many more Mexican immigrants to the United States. World War I broke out in 1914. Many U.S. workers were sent off to fight, leaving job openings. This meant more jobs for Mexicans in the U.S., increasing the Mexican immigrant population.
Mexican immigrants took any job they could find, mainly as mechanics, maids, plumbers, and painters. The Border Patrol was created in 1942. The law stated that undocumented workers were illegal aliens and were considered fugitives. The Bracero Treaty was issued in 1942 and lasted until 1964. Over 4 million Mexicans went to the U.S. legally to work temporarily with American farmers and ranchers under this treaty. Mexicans immigrated to the United States for other reasons than working on farms. Myra and Araceli came to Seattle to go to school.
Schools here have their differences from schools in Mexico. In Mexico, some students may learn English as their foreign language, while in the United States, students learn languages from all around the world. Knowing some English helped Myra and Araceli adjust to the American life. Most foreign students are enrolled in a bilingual, BOC, or ESL program in their school. These programs are for students who have recently immigrated from a foreign country and need to improve their English before being mainstreamed into an English-speaking class. Schools are a big part of American culture, and for these girls. It was hard to make the transition into a more education-centered environment. It is also quite difficult to go to a school where hardly anyone speaks your language. Myra explained to us what it was like making friends at school.
I make a friends in the BOC because they don't speak much English, so the teachers say we need to talk in English, and they make friends on there.
Myra and Araceli were not used to the racially diverse classrooms in the U.S. In Mexico, most of the students in school tend to be Hispanic. Myra described her first day of school.
My first day of school is like scary because I don't know anyone. And there are many people, different colors and something like that.
Overall, there are many differences between countries like the U.S. and Mexico. Each country has its own way of life, culture, food, and education. But each country is beautiful in its own unique way.